The danger of hiding from God in the world. Jonah chapter 1, verse 7 through 10. And they said, every one to his fellow, come and let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. And they said unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou, and what is thy country, and of what people art thou? Jonah was outed before the lost world. When Christians run from God into the world, they stick out like a sore thumb. There is no place for them to hide. Jonah found this out. God sent a storm to where Jonah was and gave him no rest in the world. Moreover, God did trouble the lost people he was with. He sent a storm their way that only Jonah knew how to calm. They asked him, for whose cause is this evil upon us? Did not Abraham and Isaac have the same problem when they gave their wives up and did not trust God, and it troubled the houses of these royal people, and God was going to kill the one king and his whole house, and another house he shut fast up the wombs, so none could conceive at all until the woman was returned to the prophet. And God was going to deal with them in that way. God will send the storms when disobedience comes. His people stick out like a sore thumb. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? Thou, and what is thy country? And of what people art thou? Jonah had to make a sad profession among the lost. His disobedience was clearly seen. Was not Israel the same when the great temple was destroyed? The glory had departed, and Israel had to admit that they belonged to God, and they had sinned against him, and were defiant to him, and disobedient and rebellious to him, and stiff-necked and hard-hearted. And God destroyed that place. God brought a plague upon what he had blessed. Be sure your sin will find you out. You cannot hide from it. You cannot hide from God or from man. God promises to cover our sin if we will confess it and forsake it. But if not, then he will not allow us to go to the world and live any way we want to. When you are God's child, he does not just let his hand go from you and let you into the world and do and say anything you wish without suffering the chastening of the Lord. God's rod followed Jonah wherever he went. He did not escape it, and no child of God shall, for the Lord chastens all whom he loves. He chastens all the sons whom he receives. And if he did not, then you'd be bastards and not sons. Beware, Christian, if your goal is to hide in the world and live at ease and play both sides and take no hard stands, do not be surprised if you end up in the sea of afflictions, outed when you try to hide. If a Christian sins, the lost are sometimes the first to ask, "What are you doing? Are you not a Christian?" Yes, they will mock that holy name you are called by. And God allows them to question you like that, so you start to think, and you are ashamed of what you have done, because you don't fit in perfectly with them. You can never fit in perfectly with the world as a saved Christian. You can try to mingle yourself in, but you will be ostracized. You will be set out. You will be spotted. You will be targeted, because you are his. And you are not comfortable in the world. God never made you to be comfortable in the world. He made you. He formed you. He fashioned you. He gave you life so you would be comfortable in his house, not in the world. Here, Jonah's very life was at stake, and the life of the men. And he had to confess who owned him, who employed him for his heavenly service. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why hast thou done this? These men asked him, why, Jonah? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them.